This formula works wherever metaphor is present. Elvis uses it, but so does Shakespeare in his famous line from Romeo and Juliet, "Juliet is the sun." Now, here, Shakespeare gives the thing, Juliet, a name that belongs to something else, the sun. But whenever we give a thing a name that belongs to something else, we give it a whole network of analogies, too. We mix and match what we know about the metaphor's source, in this case, the sun, with what we know about its target, Juliet. And metaphor gives us a much more vivid understanding of Juliet than if Shakespeare had literally described what she looks like. So, how do we make and understand metaphors? This might look familiar. The first step is pattern recognition. Look at this image. What do you see? Three-way word Pac-Man and three pointy brackets are actually present. What we see, however, are two overlapping triangles. Metaphor is not just the detection of patterns, it is the creation of patterns. Second step, conceptual synesthesia. Now, synesthesia is the experience of a stimulus in one sense organ in another sense organ as well, such as colored hearing. People with colored hearing actually see colors when they hear the sounds of words or letters. We all have synesthetic abilities. This is the Buba Kiki test. What you have to do is identify which of these shapes is called Buba and which is called Kiki.